أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب هذا حلال وهذا حرام هذا حلال وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله الكذب إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون متاع قليل ولهم عذاب أليم صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 116 and 117 of Surah An-Nahl. In the ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said to us, eat, drink, whatever Allah has made halal, but then make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, be appreciative to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah Ta'ala spoke about those things that are haram in a very general sense. Now Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُوا أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبُ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ. And do not say that which your tongues pronounce falsely, that this is halal and this is haram. Particularly with regards to the Quraysh of Makkah, the Arabs in general, the pagans, the idolaters, they had their own way of their own sacrifices in the name of their idols. And then they would make some of these animals haram upon themselves, that they will not eat, they will let them go out into the wilderness. And for them it was a sacrifice, but in reality they would say that this animal is haram for us to eat. And they will attribute the prohibition to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So they would make halal what they wanted to, they would make haram what they wanted to. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said that when you want to slaughter an animal, then take the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They had objections to that manner of making something halal. So they had felt that the mandate of halal and haram was left in their hands, and they had not taken Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's commandments into consideration. And over and above that, whatever they made halal or haram, they attributed it to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes it clear that you should not pronounce these words falsely, that this is halal and that is haram. And when we come to our own context, sometimes Allah Ta'ala has made something haram, we want to make it halal. That is also not permissible, absolutely impermissible. The opposite is also a very important aspect. Allah Ta'ala makes something halal and then we make it haram. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, so that you fabricate on Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the name of Allah, al-kadhib, lies. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. And certainly those who fabricate lies to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they attribute it to Allah Ta'ala, لَا يُفْلِحُونَ, they will not be successful. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that this is a very small enjoyment, a very small form of entertaining oneself, that you are going to think that you have the mandate of making halal and haram. It will last during the span of this life, but obviously, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, in the hereafter will be a painful punishment. So the gist of all of it is, whatever Allah has made halal will always remain halal. Whatever Allah has made haram will always remain haram. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.